of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace, Grand Rising. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today I feel called to talk about letting go of guilt to begin to trust oneself. Now, you might have to buckle up for this conversation because I feel like I'm really about to take you on a journey, as including myself, because it's been a journey in itself just being able to accept that there is guilt that can be with harboring within our bodies. And we just really have to like be honest with ourselves with what that is. Now, some of the things that we don't recognize is that there's different types of guilt. And that's kind of synonymous to the same way that we have a whole emotional guidance system. We have a whole emotional spectrum of feelings that we can, you know, feel, for lack of better words, within our body. But sometimes we have to be able to identify those things so that way we can have a great relationship between our mind and our heart. And I think that's why with doing sound healing and being a conduit of open communication, I think this is why I like to, you know, focus on receiving the frequency from building a trust within yourself, with your body. So affirming the energy and the words that you speak, and then also seeing that within your action, so that way you're able to manifest the reality that you want within yourself. And that's growing from within. So with that being said, wherever you are, you can place your hand on your heart, place your other hand on your gut, and breathe with intent. Breathing with intent looks like, as I inhale, I am breathing in love. I am breathing in trust. I am breathing in faith. And as I exhale, I am letting go of fear. I am letting go of worry. I am letting go of stress. Deep inhale. So, the ability to trust oneself is definitely a journey. And I believe that we should all give ourselves the permission to welcome our inner wisdom and to affirm that this trust that we're building with ourselves will help us trust the reality that we are cultivating. And this is where I will affirm growing from within. So let's start trusting ourselves and do our best to not second guess every decision. I do believe that trusting oneself does require self-reflection. It is a part of our intuition and a willingness to take small risks. It's about acknowledging and accepting your emotions rather than suppressing or judging them. So by doing so, you'll begin to tap into your inner wisdom and then develop this deeper trust within yourself. And as I was talking about earlier, like some of the things that could have affected us from building this deeper trust could have been the child socialization patterns. And these child socialization patterns basically refer to the ways in which, you know, we learn to internalize societal norms, values, behaviors that are through our interactions, like within our environment, caregivers, and our peers. These patterns are, you know, they vary. They definitely vary, but they shape our understanding to ourselves and others and the world around us. So this is some of the reasons why I focus on creating the reality that we want to see, is ultimately by being who you naturally are in your authenticity. And we just have to identify some of these things to be fully aware to become better of cultivating our reality. But this comes from within. So some of these child socialization patterns are people-pleasing, external validation, fear-based obedience, emotional suppression, comparison, and competition. So I don't know if you can feel out which one of these things align with you in particular, but I know as far as myself, definitely is fear-based obedience. Children may learn, you know, to follow rules and obey authority figures due to fear of punishment or rejection rather than understanding the underlying reasons. And I think some of the things that I really needed was emotional security as a kid. I really needed that emotional support and stability within knowing that I can communicate how I feel, or I can communicate what's going on in full totality, or just feel nurtured and safe in that way without feeling like, oh, I gotta get, you know, beat to get, you know, to stay good, or I'm being beat for my own good. I'm being beat because I need to be good, or I need to, or this is a form of love, you know, or I needed that, you know, like it's just, yeah, like I basically had a fear of being punished. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to be bad because I want to get my ass beat. Like, you know, like that literally, I think stayed in a part of my inner child that I think could grow with us as an adult. And this is why I think it's important to identify these different things. So we just be aware that these patterns can influence our, you know, development and relationships, our overall well-being. Because like I said, like as we grow into adults, like these patterns can persist and affect our self-trust, our confidence, and our ability to form healthy relationships. And this could be one of the reasons why it could be difficult to see ourselves having new relationships that we're fond of, or building that trust to, you know, to be able to trust someone else is the ability or a reflection to trust yourself. And I think that there's ways that we can break away from these patterns. It just requires the self-awareness, self-reflection, self-compassion, and most of all, reparenting. Reparenting. Now, I know, you know, not everybody may be a mother and a father, but, you know, I believe that we're building a relationship within ourselves, to be able to parent ourselves in a way where we've seen and felt what we did not want, and now it's time to provide yourself with the change you want to see. If you want this change within your family so much, or change within your reality so much, is showing your reflection of something that you might want to change within or work on from within. And I believe that will help us attract the reality that we are, you know, ultimately persisting in. Self-awareness is, you know, recognizing the patterns and their impact. Self-reflection is understanding the underlying causes and the motivations. Self-compassion is practicing kindness and acceptance towards oneself. And ultimately, like I said, relating us to reparenting is relearning healthy patterns, so that way our behaviors can replace the old ones. So this is where I think that people talk a lot about Sankofa. Sankofa is basically like pulling the wisdom of the past to be able to help you in your present. So I believe that there's lessons that we could receive from our past experiences, but because we lack the awareness, that's where the difficulty comes in with trying to like work towards understanding ourselves or why we feel the way we feel. And you know, the process can be challenging, but it is essential for developing a stronger sense of self and our self-trust and our emotional intelligence. Going into that a little more, like, I really had to identify the different types of guilt so that way I could understand, like, where these may fall within my inner child, so that way I could see where I would want to parent him and be like, yo, young boy, this is what's going on. Give you the emotional intelligence and emotional security and support and nurturing, self-compassion, self-love and support. is really important within yourself, you know. So I think I'll be able to have that conversation and be like, you know, here's identifying those types of guilt. So one, rational guilt. This type of guilt arises when a genuine mistake or a wrongdoing has happened. So it can motivate you to make amends and change your behavior. Two, irrational guilt. This type of guilt is unfounded, excessive, or disproportionate to the situation. It can stem from perfectionism, self-criticism, or unrealistic expectations. Three, survivor's guilt. This type of guilt occurs when you feel guilty for surviving a traumatic event or experiencing success while others suffer. Four, cultural or societal guilt. This type of guilt arises when internalizing cultural or societal expectations that are not aligned with your personal values. And five, neurotic guilt. This type of guilt is characterized by excessive self-blame, self-criticism, and rumination. So I just wanted to reflect on these different types of guilt, because ultimately that's what's going to bring more clarity to knowing, like, where is the issue? And ultimately, if we shift our perspective, then we will see a lot more, you know, from our journey. I had to look into what rumination meant, and it says it's a pattern of negative thinking where an individual repetitively and persistently focus on a problem, situation, or emotion without making progress towards resolving it. Woo, child. How many people you know that are ruminating? Is that even the verb of rumination? Because, bruh, I literally feel like, you know, we could even find ourselves doing that sometime. And you'd be like, hold up. Wait a minute. That is not how I create my reality. That's not the energy I want to attract. You know, and you just have to check yourself. But how many times do you have to put up your own energetic boundaries towards people that you might find that are in a rumination pattern, like, that are literally just... they said persistently focusing on the problem and situation without making progress towards resolving it. So it's like, you're going to keep complaining about something and not actually want to add towards the solution, you know? And that's where I think that the support comes in, at where we can be able to provide the ability to be solution oriented and share our, you know, ways with others, share our world with others, so that way we can be able to prevent that pattern from continuously going on and on, you know? So breaking the rumination requires mindfulness practices. This is the increased awareness of your thoughts and emotion. It can also be cognitive behavioral therapy. So this is learning to challenge and reframe the negative thoughts. So this is where I think about affirmations being my sword to be able to cut through any negative thoughts or intrusive thoughts that are trying to make me feel something different, that I, you know, make me feel something that's not aligned with my journey or aligned with who I am. So I believe that that's how I create that cognitive behavioral therapy, but it also can be towards having open communication and being vulnerable with others and being open to those problem solving strategies. So that's developing effective solutions and taking action. And taking action is going to be like a very pivotal part of manifestation. Manifestation is not just going to be, you know, you saying what you want. And, you know, that's wishing, but you can also add that action to really show the world, show the divine, show source, show God within, that you trust yourself to put the weight upon the words you speak, put the action towards what you speak, and that, you know, literally attracts that. And lastly, emotional regulation techniques. So one of those techniques that I believe could help is journaling. Journaling is so very helpful. Like, you will never really know how much you will flow and write when you're just writing what's on your mind or writing what you feel called to write. Like, you know, you could be purging and literally just like having something to reflect upon when it comes to your inner compass. And that's why I believe that we need to build a stronger sense of trust with ourselves in this time, because there are going to be a lot of things externally that's going to try to project their viewpoint of the world or their viewpoint of reality onto you. And it's going to be up to you as an individual to trust yourself so much that you are cultivating the reality that you want to see and being able to affirm that through your faith and through your action. And I really think that's something that I'm like focusing on like right now, is just that with all the fear and all of the like different programs and screens and just so much news and all of these different things that are projecting their own viewpoint. I can still have the empathy, but still also know the energetic boundary that I need to have within the world that I am in or the timeline that I am in. And I feel like that sometimes can be on the same line, but it seems like it's different in the way that it's placed. So hopefully that's understood, but that's something that I'm literally, feeling called to express a lot more and really speak on, because of having this ability to alchemize the energy in the best way possible and still see myself experiencing the world in a whole new light. You know, I feel like I'm in love with love all over again. As we were talking about in the last episode, which was just hilarious. But yes, as we were talking about with just being able to face our own troubles and just being able to show up in love and show up in all the different love languages and learning that. So that was just very divine reflection towards this week of learning how to let go of guilt. So just to go into this a little more, right? Guilt is a prisoner of the past. That is something that's coming up strong. And the ability to play is the opposite of so much deep trauma. And the play. The play can revolve around being able to not take life so seriously, And just know that this is a journey ultimately. It's not about the destination. It's the ability to trust oneself through the process and being led to the highest version of yourself on the journey. And I think that's a part of like opening up to play. Like that can literally help with releasing some of that emotional distress. And I just think that we have sometimes too many repetitive negative thoughts that are just reoccurring, and we just have to disengage it. And the best way to disengage it is being able to not take life so seriously. Like, you know, have fun, like do something that brings you joy. Like, that's just something that I just really want to encourage more of. Like, with everything that's going on in the world, the way that you love yourself is so important right now. Yeah, like, that's just so important right now. Like, the way you love yourself is so important. The way you trust yourself is so important. The way you trust the relationship that you're building is so important. So, I just want to say, my soul kin, I'm just so glad that you're ready to break free from the patterns that have held you back for so long. And it really takes immense courage to acknowledge the need for change and to take the first step towards transformation. So, know that you are not alone. You're not alone on this journey at all. Because many of us have been conditioned to seek external validation and prioritize others' opinions over our own and to doubt our intuition. But I want you to know that it's possible to break away from the patterns, cultivate deep, unwavering trust in yourself. The first step is to acknowledge and accept your experiences, your emotions, and know that your thoughts are valid. Valid, very valid. Not right or wrong, but valid. Your feelings are yours alone, and they deserve to be acknowledged and respected. So I want you to start practicing self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself, just as you would with a close friend, with a loved one, someone that you really keep close, which I want you to think of as your inner child, the youngest version of yourself. And remember that you're a human being. It's okay to make mistakes. Trusting yourself is a part of the journey, and treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and patience. So when you're speaking to that youngest version of yourself, know that they are very intuitive. That your intuition is like a gentle whisper within you. It knows what's right for you. It's the spark that ignites your passions. Your inner child can be the spark that ignites your passions, the nudge that encourages you to take risks. And their voice is just whispering, "You got this. You got this." So start listening to them. Start listening to your intuition and trust that it has your best interest at heart. So take a few moments. Breathe deeply. And one of the abilities to affirm yourself is to just ask, what do I need right now? What feels right for me in this moment? And listen. Remember, breaking away from the childhood socialization patterns, as we were speaking about, and learning to trust oneself is a journey. It's not a destination. So it takes time, patience, self-compassion. But I promise you, the words that you speak have power. So affirming that within yourself is very, very important. Your ability to know that you're capable of trusting yourself is very important. And listening to your intuition and making choices that align with your deepest desires is something that is a part of your journey. So keep shining, keep growing, and once again, know that you are not alone in this journey. Understanding and working through guilt takes time and self-compassion, so be patient and gentle with yourself as you navigate through the energy in motion. And on that note, I'll catch you next Monday, rising 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show.